I am Nathan.
And we're doing a podcast right now.
We're not sure what we're going to talk about.
I think we should do a would you rather or would you press the button thing too.
Okay. Do you have something like that?
I'm going to get it up right now, but why don't you... You had something too, didn't you?
Someone had posted something on a website that Abram found about ideas to do for a podcast, and it was answering rhetorical questions put in songs, such as, how many roads must a man walk down before you can call him a man? So how many roads? Just pick a number. Come on.
52.
12. I don't know.
Why?
I'm randomly putting a number.
Oh, okay.
It's rhetorical questions.
I understand. All
right. Or, here's one.
Yeah.
Why are there so many songs about rainbows?
That's a very good question. I don't know why there's so many songs about
rainbows.
You
know who sung that? Who sung that song?
I don't know who sung that song.
Why are there so many songs about rainbows?
I don't know.
Kermit the Frog.
Kermit the Frog?
Yep.
I thought you were talking about, like, a well-established musician, singer.
You fool.
Okay, alright, fine. Why don't we go back and forth? Because I have... Okay, go
Wouldn't
ahead.
It be nice if we were older?
That's, Beach Boys.
Yes.
Why don't we go back and forth? Because I have Will You Press the Button, and you have rhetorical questions.
Okay, let's do it.
So the way that Will You Press the Button works is it's very much like Would You Rather, except you have a certain thing that happens to you or to somebody else, but something comes with it. Like, let's say you have, like, the power of invincibility, but it comes with baggage. Like, it only works, like, between the hours of, like, 2 and 3. So, Okay. Basically, would
AM
you...
AM or PM?
I don't know. That was just something in my head, you know?
That would be real baggage if it was AM. You gotta wake up.
Yeah, that wouldn't be good. Basically, the idea behind Will You Press the Button is you will either press the button if you agree and are okay with what you have to do, or you won't press the button. Okay, so I'm gonna ask Nathan if he would press the button. So you will become immune to all forms of pain and disease, but everything that you read will be printed in Comic Sans type.
What's Comic Sans?
Comic Sans is that really... Look it up. Comic Sans is that super, like, childish-looking type font. What is it? Typeface or font? Everything you read would be in that font.
Everything in that font?
Yeah.
See, a lot of stuff I read is close to that font anyway. It's not... Look at it.
Yeah, I know what it looks like.
It's normal.
Yeah, it's not bad. Just kind of looks like somebody drew it with a Sharpie. So you'd press the button?
Was pressing the button... mean.
It gives you immunity to all forms of pain and disease, but everything you read will be in Comic Sans.
Oh, that's what it is?
Yeah, that's okay. What it is. Would you press the button?
Yeah.
Okay, so he would press the button.
I thought they were two, like, you get this or you get that.
So let's see. Yeah, the majority of people, 81%, press the button. So you're in the majority.
Where are you pressing this button from?
It's willyoupressthebutton.com.
Okay.
This is a fun
So
little...
if you want to do it yourself, people,
yeah.
I don't know how many questions they have on there. It may be repeats of what we are doing.
There are already. Thousands. There are thousands of questions.
So it's not on us if it repeats. It's on you.
Okay. So here's another one. You will be extremely rich and powerful, and you'll have magnificent facial hair for the rest of your life. But you will scream everything at the top of your lungs like a stereotypical Russian man. No offense to anybody who doesn't do that and is Russian. It's just what it says, i.e. heavy weapons guy. Like Arnold Schwarzenegger, even though he's Austrian.
Get to the chopper!
Yeah, you just be screaming like that. Like, so, would you press a button?
No.
Okay, so you wouldn't. I would press a button personally, but...
Have you seen me? Do I look like I want some facial hair?
I have seen you. It's a pretty split decision. I mean, 54% would have... Excuse me. 46% didn't.
Okay.
Anyway, why don't you give me one more of those rhetorical questions?
Just one more? And then you get the rest?
Or a few more. Okay. Yeah, go ahead.
Who put the bop in the bop a bam? Ow, I can't do it!
Did you think you could?
Who put the bump in the bumpa bumpa ba? Who put the ram in the ram a lam a ding dong? Who put the bop in the bop shoop shoop? Who put the dip in the dip 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 a dip? Who was that man?
I don't know.
One time I heard I was in Boston, Massachusetts at a IMAX OmniMax.
Okay. Yeah.
Theater. And they're showing off how the sound system, like, was totally surround sound.
Yeah.
And it was, did I say who it was?
You didn't say who it was.
Leonard Nimoy.
Leonard Nimoy.
Because he was from the Boston area.
Okay.
So, I don't know. I guess they had him do it. But it was all the way around. It was really surround sound. So, it worked out good. But it was like, that's what it reminds me of. And it was an actual song. It was just him saying it. He wasn't singing it or anything like that.
I see. You have any other good ones?
Where is the love?
I don't know where the love is. It just, it up and left.
This is all about hearts.
I've decided to try and fill in the empty spaces of time while we're looking for stuff because y'all know...
Y'all?
We don't record any of this or prepare any of this beforehand. This is all, like, one this take is like sort of business.
2 minutes.
Yeah, so I'm trying to fill in the time with doing something randomly and also most likely annoyingly. So that's where I'm at. So would you press the button if you could press any button in the world without a consequence, but any button you didn't press was consequential? So you'd either have to push all the buttons in the world or none of the buttons in the world and suffer the consequences.
No button pushing there.
Okay. You would not push the button to push all of the buttons. That's a good idea.
Oh, I got a question.
Okay.
I want to know, have you ever seen the rain?
Well, I was about to say something just really snarky, like right off the top, but I mean, you feel the rain more than you see it, you know?
Yes, but have you ever seen the rain?
Yeah, I think so.
Yes.
Yeah, I see.
The answer is yes.
Okay, yeah. All right.
There's another weird thing one time. I heard a comedian saying about all the songs that include love, like in the title.
Mm.
You ever think about how many are in that?
There's a lot of them. I have a would you rather question instead of a will you press the button question.
Okay.
This is really going to question your decision making in life. Because I know you are, what the general term would be, is a Star Wars nerd, to a certain degree.
What?
Not as much as a Star Trek nerd, but a Star Trek nerd, and a Star Wars nerd. So, would you save the life of a starving African child that you will never meet, or have an actual working lightsaber?
Save the child?
Okay. Good man.
Because
good man.
One is saving, one is implement of death.
That's very true.
What's the answer?
But I mean, you could also just chop a tree down with a would you rather, you know.
You're going to say with a would you rather?
Yeah, with a would you rather, you could do that.
Why? Wait. Is the name of the website you're using?
RR Rather? Yes. It is.
Well, that website is what I just looked up, and that exact question was at the top.
Would you rather legally change your last name to Hitler or never eat chocolate again?
Never eat chocolate again?
Yeah, I'm with you. Why don't you ask me one?
Would you rather have no internet or no cell phone?
No cell phone. For sure.
Would you rather spend a day in the Sahara Desert or spend a day in the North Pole?
Spend a day in the North Pole. For sure. Would you rather have no one show up to? Your wedding or your funeral? Really, really hard decision making.
As a friend once said,
mm-hmm.
What's the difference between a funeral and a wedding?
What was the answer?
Oh, some people won't get this. Well, any listener that we have will probably get this.
Yeah, most likely.
You remember it?
No.
With a funeral, there's hope.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's very true. If you don't know what we're talking about, it's an inside joke, essentially.
But we're not going to tell you what the inside is.
Nope, not even going to tell you what the outside is.
You got one?
Yeah, would you rather...
Oh, yeah, you just did it. Yeah, keep going.
Okay, all right. Would you rather, kind of along the same lines, live in a world where there were no problems, or live in a world where you rule everything?
Hmm.
Because you could live in the world with no problems if you rule over everything.
Hmm. Unless no problems.
Unless you made bad decisions. That's true.
Hope for the future!
Yeah. Live in a world with no problems. I mean, seriously.
Yep.
You asked me one.
Okay, one. Would you rather use eye drops made of vinegar or toilet paper made from sandpaper?
What was the first one?
Eye drops of vinegar.
The thing is this permanent?
Just if you use eye drops, use it of vinegar. Or...
The thing is, I don't ever use eye drops. So if they were talking about me, when I have to use eye drops, I would much rather do eye drops of vinegar than toilet paper of sandpaper. Because I use toilet paper a little bit more than I use eye drops, which is a glorious understatement. Would you rather know the date of your death or the cause of your death? Death cannot be avoided by acting upon this knowledge.
The date?
Okay. That works. I'd like to know the cause. But, I mean, since it's not avoiding...
He died that day.
He did indeed.
That's what I always think.
Yeah. Would you rather be famous or be the best friend of somebody famous?
Best friend.
Yeah, yeah.
If you need help from them, they can probably give you some money. No.
Yeah.
No, and you're not, like, attacked by people on the street. The other person is attacked by people on the street.
That is very true.
And you just stand back and you laugh.
Yeah.
Unless you're in a hurry, and then people are, then...
It's like that scene.
There's people slowing you down.
It's like that scene from The Sound of Music. No, not The Sound of Music. What am I thinking?
Yeah.
Singing in the Rain.
Singing in the Rain.
Gene Kelly standing out there. He's just getting...
Yep. What? I'm covering up the sound. Most people aren't going to know what I'm humming.
What are you humming?
I don't know if we're allowed to hum these songs.
Show is off the rails tonight. It's not nighttime. It is not.
Wait, nighttime?
It's not nighttime where we are.
Oh, okay.
You don't know what time we're
in. It's dark.
It's not dark.
In a dungeon.
It's light outside. Your brother's dungeon.
Nope.
Just kidding.
Okay, I've got some questions for you.
Right.
Would you rather be without elbows or without knees?
Eyeballs.
I think I'd rather be without elbows, to be honest.
Why would that be?
Because I like to walk. And I don't want to look all straight-legged like I'm in a...
Like you're a penguin?
Like I'm a penguin, you know. I don't want to look like a penguin.
How about this?
Or as Benedict Cumberbatch says, a penguin.
Oh, good thing I didn't need that.
Oh, burn.
Penguin.
Have you ever heard him say that?
And there came the penguin.
He is a northeastern penguin.
Okay, here's one. This is a funny one.
Here we go.
Would you rather have a large... 10-inch long belly button that sways to music.
No.
Or have accordions for legs. Like,
slow dancing, sway to the music. Long belly button, swaying to the music.
I really...
Don't report us or we'll get you. We know where you live because we know every single of our listeners.
Yeah, that's right.
And if you don't know us and we don't know you...
And if you don't know...
You don't know where we live.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
I don't know what we're doing anymore. It's not bye. It is not bye-bye time.
No.
No. No, 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 no. Would you rather have piercings or tattoos? I know you want to say neither, but I want to know.
Piercings?
Really?
Yeah.
I'd rather get tattoos.
Why?
Because I don't like the idea of metal hanging off of my body.
Well, if you have a piercing, you just take it out.
Depends on what it is.
What is it?
I don't know. What would you get?
I would get nothing.
Okay.
But it's a lot easier to get rid of a piercing compared to a tattoo.
That's why you just
less
would...
painful.
That's true. But I mean, if you got a tattoo...
I mean, my cousins, both, okay. Two of them got tongue piercing.
Ew.
Yeah,
okay.
With
all
this long rod, maybe 3 inches long.
Okay,
no,
yeah.
Two, 3 inches.
I gotta say this right now.
Yeah.
Anybody who's listening and has piercings, maybe if there is people...
take them out. Fill up the hole.
It's just... I don't like them. You can
so sad for you.
You can do whatever you want, but I just don't like them. They're creepy. Would you rather have a rewind button in your life or a pause button in your life? Pause and think about that. Just kidding. I want you to answer it right now.
I would say...
I think I personally would choose a rewind button.
Because you said rewind, I'll say pause. I don't know why.
I should not be influencing your decisions here.
Well, why would you say rewind?
Because I may have already said something.
Is it an unlimited rewind?
Yeah. Yeah, obviously.
But are you de-aging when you rewind?
I would hope not. I mean, the only time I would use a rewind button would not be to go, like, back in
time.
It's
like a movie.
Yeah.
When you rewind it, which, who is really rewinding things?
Mm-hmm.
Everything's, like, on a DVD or
online.
You got some tapes? Good for you. I got some tapes, too. Then you'd be rewinding. Reversing the video. When you're doing that, if the person has aged through the movie and you're rewinding,
okay,
the person is undoing it.
Right.
But would that rewind keep your current mind intact? And then you could go forward. But would going forward continue on the same line as when you rewound? Or would it go in a different direction?
I have a feeling that...
Thus, you're losing the track and any events that go in between.
That's an interesting thought, but I feel like rewinding is much like time travel. If you go back in time, it would just be you in another place or in another time. Now,
in another place and time.
I'm about to say this. I'm about to say this right now.
What?
Which movie is better, Harry Potter or Twilight?
Neither! In the fifth.
Ooh, I said it. They're both bad.
Or do you... Okay, here's one. Would you rather have hair nowhere on your body or be very hairy all over and not be able to shave?
Hairy all over. I mean,
really?
not like the wolf guys. Like, I know those guys. I don't know them personally, but I've just heard about them. I wouldn't want that. Yeah, no hair then. Yeah.
No hair, yeah.
Yeah, I'd go with no hair.
If you have no hair, you'll have to shave.
That's very true.
Well, it's saying you could be hairy but not able to shave. If you're no hair, you don't need to shave.
Mm-hmm.
Your face. Would you rather never be able to speak again or always have to say everything that is on your mind?
Never speak again. Mm-mm. I don't want everybody knowing my thoughts. I just don't. Would you rather be able to mimic any form or style of dance just by watching it, or be able to match a person's vocal range just by listening to their voice? Now, they show a picture for the second one of, matching people's vocal range of Mariah Carey, and it's just like seeing your brother or you just like looking and then matching her vocal range is a really funny thought in my head. But personally,
Vocal range.
Really? You do that? I would pick dancing.
I don't care about dancing.
I don't care about dancing, but I like it. Would you rather Hakuna Matata or would you rather YOLO? You only live once, or no worries. For the rest of your days, mind you. You only live once is dangerous, but a fun life. But Hakuna Matata would also mean you could do anything without any worries.
Okay, here it is.
Okay.
neither are good in my eyes.
No?
Neither.
Why is that?
Hakuna Matata, meaning no worries, meaning you're not worrying about stuff, or you only live once, so you're doing whatever you want, is almost equivalent in my mind.
Yeah.
So yeah. That's not a rather, it's, would you rather do this, or would you like to do this in another name?
Yeah.
You know Unless what? Unless I'm misunderstanding YOLO.
You know what? You know what? That's very true. That's, I'm, yeah, I'd agree.
Would you like option A? Or would you like option
A?
A renamed.
Yeah, okay. Would you play Russian roulette one time with one bullet for $100 million? Just, okay. No. Let's zoom
or,
back on this.
Is that just...
You have a 1 in 6 chance of not getting the money and dying.
Russian roulette.
Russian roulette. Because, I mean, it's not played with a semi-automatic pistol. Because that doesn't make any sense. It always has to be a roulette-style, you know, gun that has a housing of, you know, maybe 5 or 6 bullets. So you have, depending on what you use, a 1 in 5 chance or a 1 in 6 chance of not getting the money. It is so...
Is it just one option?
It's only one time.
No, you...
So, yes or
either,
no.
Oh, okay.
Either you do it or you don't.
Well, that's not a would-you-rather thing. Who wrote that thing?
I don't know.
Don't tell me. I don't want to know.
I don't know who did it.
They're not worth it.
That's you know what? Yeah.
That kind of question is just stupid.
Buddy.
Would I do it or not? I would not.
No, you wouldn't?
No.
The thing is that $100 million...
Money is just cloth in the United States.
Yeah, but $100 million will get you a lot of stuff. Would you rather have free Starbucks for a year or free iTunes music forever? I mean, you don't use iTunes personally, do you? Ever.
I don't use Starbucks either.
You don't use
Only Starbucks. Recently do we have Starbucks in town.
That's very true. And this is a town. Believe it or not, we're in town.
But it's large enough to be a city.
Ooh.
You won't know where we live.
No, never. Would you rather...
Unless for some reason you research my name and you have a 1 in 3 chance of figuring out where I live.
1 in 3?
Yeah, there's some other people with my name.
I think you know who what our last names are, but we're not going to say them again. You know...
I don't think you said your last
name. Abram Kevorkian.
I don't think you want to have the Kevorkian name.
My name is Abram Death, you know, Dr. Death.
You know what?
Is he?
Yes, he's dead.
Dr. Death died. I didn't know that.
Okay. My turn!
Okay.
Would you be rather to speak fluently every language in the world, or would it, or be the best in the world of something of your choice?
Be the best in the world of something of my choice.
What would this choice be?
I don't know. I mean, I like to play the guitar, so being the best in the world would be pretty cool. But
they're not going to take you seriously.
No, they wouldn't.
So you could be the best. I'm sure there's someone that's the best at guitar in the world.
Probably, I mean.
That actually, like, if it was examined, they would be the best in the world.
Mm-hmm.
But they're probably not famous.
That is actually true.
In actual talent, you never know until they're discovered. And if they don't want to be discovered.
That's very true. Mm-hmm. A lot of hidden talent in people. Would you rather talk like Yoda or breathe like Darth Vader?
Hello? Do you know how bad it would be on the lungs to breathe like Darth Vader?
Just the sound.
Yeah, but there would still be... I knew a dog that did that. Except it's like...
That's really horrible. So you'd rather... You would,
Yoda, hello?
Talk like Yoda, you rather would. I don't know how to talk.
Ooh. Rather would you talk like Yoda, would you?
Is that how he speaks?
I don't know. I might not be exactly right. If I'm wrong, you know who you are. Let me know at abramandnate@gmail.com.
Speaking of which, do we have any mail?
Oh, yes, we do.
Do we? I want to hear this. I haven't
asked.
You're
going to love this.
This is good. Okay. Oh, and by the way, we do have a sponsor coming up, just so you guys.
When? You know,
during the podcast, you know.
There's this website when I was making these podcasts, trying to set up these podcasts or whatever, called Wix. This is the only mail we have.
Wix? Okay. What is this?
I don't know what it is.
Wix.com. Use these great apps to connect with your visitors. Explore 6 of our most popular apps and make it easy to connect with customers. For my sales, I'll take us more. Can I pay with PayPal? Of course you can! I don't know what I'm reading. Welcome your visitors. Show your locations. Build beautiful fire.
I think it's a website company. I can't remember
kind
what
kind of
it
like
is.
Squarespace, but not as good as Squarespace.
Yeah, it like starts out free, I think. But then it charges, like, every other thing.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know like how hard it is to find, like, a free server to just easily...
I don't think there is a free server to do anything on. Except for maybe Minecraft.
Yeah, whatever. That's the only mail.
I don't play Minecraft anyway.
I closed it! I closed my list!
I can't believe you.
Maybe it's in my history.
I can't believe you. What have you done? You're ruining this entire shebang.
Okay, here it is.
Oh my god. You ruined us.
And my turn.
Okay, go.
Would you rather eat your boogers or lick your shoe?
Ew!
This is
no!
from the list of would you rather questions for kids.
Well, let me tell you what. All right. The shoes I got on right now are perfectly clean because I've only worn them a few times. Rather lick my shoe. And it doesn't say the bottom, does it? Nope. I lick the tongue of my shoe on the outer edge where nothing touches it. Eat my boogers. Kids, are you seriously doing that?
Would you rather lose $1,000 or lose all of your phone contacts?
Lose all my phone contacts.
Yeah.
There are 3 other people in my family that know those contacts.
So Abram is saying that you're not worth it, people.
I didn't say that. I can get your contact information.
Okay, how many contacts do you have in the phone
right now? Let me check how many contacts I got.
It should be labeled there. Contacts or people.
I have a lot of contacts.
Like list how many you have?
No, it doesn't.
We'll count them.
There's too many to count.
Let me count them for you. You don't
1,
want
2,
me.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 29, 29, 29, 29.
You're not counting them.
No, I'm not.
Wait.
There
wait.
Are way too many.
Who's Brooklyn?
I don't know.
Is it like something in Brooklyn?
You know,
or is it the name of a person?
B, 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 B. Brooklyn.
Never mind.
It's Brooklyn, New York.
Okay.
I have something in Brooklyn. I have some contacts in Brooklyn. It's the mafia, you know.
Nope. So, would you rather never laugh again or never use your smartphone again?
Never use my smartphone again? Are you kidding? Not being able to laugh is like, that's cutting out part of your emotions. It's like Botox.
Ooh, burn on Botox. Would you rather never have coffee again or live without TV forever?
Oh my god. I don't have TV anyway. I don't watch anything on TV. Nowadays, you don't really need cable television. Everything like Netflix, shout out to Netflix, which I don't have.
Or why you shout out to Netflix then?
I don't know, because I've heard it's good. You would know, you have it.
I don't pay for it.
Oh, okay. Uh-oh.
I am part of an account.
Get him, coppers. He's not paying for his Netflix. Kidding.
Okay, here's one. It's in the category for tech lovers, but I don't know. Oh, I see why. Let's see how you answer this one.
Okay.
Would you rather give up alcohol for a year or give up your smartphone for a month?
Give up alcohol for a year. For sure.
Oh, here's the best one.
Okay.
And then after this.
Here we go.
Would you rather win a trip to Hawaii or win a free laptop?
Are you kidding? Trip to Hawaii.
Okay.
I don't need a laptop that bad. Uh-oh.
How dare you!
What is this? People want to talk to me. No, they don't. That's a notification for an application.
No one wants to talk to Abram. Wait!
What?
I got it.
Uh-oh.
Shout out to some people.
Okay. Who? Okay. Shout out to Tom Cruise for being really great in Top Gun. I mean, I only saw that once.
What's your sister doing right now?
I have no idea.
Okay. You think she's at home?
Perhaps. Let me see. Let me see if I can get a hold of her. Maybe we can get her to be called. Why don't I call her?
Yes. Yes.
Actually, I have a better idea. What is her number? It is... Because I'm not going to say it out loud. Okay. Here's some information for all you people out there who are big fans of prank phone calls. If you put *67 before any number you type in, whoever you're prank calling or crank calling, whatever the name of it is, actually, they can't see your number. It's basically like a no-caller ID block number code.
So first we're going to test it to make sure it's going the same way. You call my number.
Okay. And right now, I have been having issues with this phone, so... What is your number?
Okay, you people, I've told him I muted our microphone, and he's going to try to call my phone.
Okay, I really, really hope this works. The number is unreachable because my phone is not working.
Okay, never mind, we're not going to test it,
We're just going to go for it.
I'll do it off of my phone.
Okay. Do you have her number?
Well, you can tell me it. Not on this, but...
No, why don't I just show it to you? If you try and guess the tones of each number...
Which you're able to do. I've done it before.
Yeah. That is scary.
What you've heard is *67.
Okay. So, here's your number.
Okay. Let's dial this thing up.
All right, let's try it. Okay, so the *67 is just messing with us right now.
No, I think it's...
Did you not put in the area code?
Yeah, that's what it is.
All right, let's go back.
Okay, let's try this again.
You have the number in your head? All right.
Oh, I did *67.
That's what I
did. Okay, show me it again.
Okay, all right. I did that too. That's why it didn't work.
All right. Okay, let's try this again.
Everybody getting that? What are we going to say? I didn't figure out what we were going to say.
I don't know.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system.
Okay, who else can we do?
How about we just call her straight out?
Okay. I'll just do that.
Is it going to work?
It should. It better. Otherwise, okay. I'm getting rid of this phone. Come on, pick up.
No!
Nope, you're not going to hear that again. This guy right here. This guy. Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
We're going to call our friend David. Should we just do the *67?
He won't pick up. No one's going to pick up on a no...
All right.
Let's try it.
All right. David.
David.
David. So here's David. And this is a blocked number, by the way. He won't see this.
Yeah. If he even picks up. I thought it picked up.
Come on, man, come on. Pull through for us.
He won't pick up.
Come on, pick up.
This is wasting a lot of... Hello?
Hello, thank you for calling the...
Podcast.
Abram and Nathan Podcast. Would you like to say how happy you are to be a sponsor?
Hello? Are you there?
Are you bewildered and excited beyond all words?
Did he even pick up?
He's picked up on us.
Can you hear us?
He can hear us. He's chuckling in the background, I bet, right now. I don't know what he's doing right now, folks.
He butt picked up us.
This was a butt answer, not a butt call.
So we finally got David on podcast.
So we got David on podcast, but he's not going to say anything because he doesn't want to be a part of the podcast. But thank you for calling.
Goodbye.
Yep. Bye.
Just hang up on him. Okay. Try your sister again.
Okay. I'm just going to do regular, not star that
yeah.
business.
Of course. Do you hear water flowing?
I just heard water flowing. I hope there's not like a flood above our heads.
Whoa, it got lighter in here. Is it calling? I don't even hear anything.
There we go.
Hello, people. Okay, people. Okay. David's calling me now.
David's calling back.
All right. Wait. Hello. Hello?
Are you there?
I can't hear. What? Are you there?
David, we're not hearing you, man. What's going on?
Okay.
Goodbye. We can't. Oh, no. He doesn't want to say anything because he's off of the pie. He doesn't want to be a part of this.
Call her again.
All right, I'm going to call my sister one more time. Come on, pull through for us.
Is this speakerphone? Is this speakerphone?
Speakerphone. Oh, my gosh. Pick up. This is just not happening right now.
Call has been forwarded to an automatic voice.
We tried, people.
We tried. We tried long and hard here. Any other contacts we could do?
No. Initially, before we edit, there's a lot of... a lot of saying we're going to edit that out.
Yeah, very true.
And most likely any of this that I'm saying right now will be edited out. So, let's throw to a sponsor.
Yeah. Why don't we go to our sponsor? This podcast is sponsored by the Simple Hamster Pizza Company. Here's our first jingle.
Pizza is good. Yes, pizza is great. It is the best because we don't go to waste. Pizza is good. Yes, pizza is great. That is because it's made of us.
The Simple Hamster Pizza. We go round and round in our wheels, in the same shape as our pizzas.
Exactly.
16-inch pizzas.
Made from real bits of hamster.
Sad and over the plain old
regular meats.
Meat lovers. Ham, bacon, and sausage with that slices of pepperoni. Try a hamster pepperoni.
Absolutely.
It's not processed. We just slice up a hamster.
Exactly.
Peel off the fuzz. Good to go. Why put them to waste? Your hamster ran off long ago.
Here is what some of our loyal customers have to say.
I thought, ew! But then I walked in. I had to try it.
I had that real, deep-down, barbecued scent of hamster bits. And I had to have it. I had to have it. It was so good.
It was okay. I would probably
all right,
come
all right,
again.
Stop. We can't have him giving mixed reviews. All right, next person.
Well, I thought I love my squirrel. I love my raccoon. Why not try a domestic animal?
Mm-hmm.
The hamster on my pizza. They roast it so well, it just pulls apart in my mouth.
You know what?
It melts.
My little boy was not taking care of his hamster, so I had to send him away.
I didn't want to send him to a shelter just so he could go to another place like where our home was. So I decided to put him to good use in the Simple Hamster Pizza Company.
Mommy, where is Freddy?
Just be quiet, honey. Let's eat your pizza.
But it's so delicious. I think Freddy would like it.
Yeah, I bet he would.
And that is
the Simple
Hamster Pizza Company.
You know it.
And now back to your regularly scheduled programming.
Hamster wheels, hamster wheels, rounding like the pizza wheels.
Yeah. And we're back.
Those guys were really, really good.
Yeah, they're right next to Olansky Repurposement.
You know, just a strip mall of all these great stores.
They keep building on every time we have a podcast.
Isn't that strange?
Yeah, it used to be one building, now it's
two buildings? Sti-
no, still one building.
Oh, okay.
They just...
they already tear down Olansky
Repurposement? No, they put that wall...
Oh,
like, you
yeah.
know how they, like, they share, like, a brick wall or whatever?
Right.
And they just work off of that?
Okay.
That kind of thing.
Oh, I understand.
I don't know how structurally sound that is, but
I mean, really.
Yeah.
But I mean, to sum up, I believe that is our show.
We figured we'd give you a sponsor because they're funding us. Not really. But...
we do what we can.
Some stuff didn't work out. We varied back and forth.
You know,
We didn't keep with the storyline.
You know, this was an off day for us. We just really didn't have something to begin with.
We're out of the loop. Not out of the loop.
We're not out of the loop. No, we are very much
out of
the
groove.
We're out of the groove.
We haven't done it in a while, as you may have not noticed.
Because
nobody notices anything.
Hey, I saw the other day, looking on SoundCloud.
Yeah.
About 50 listens.
Really?
Yeah.
Who listened to it?
Doesn't tell me that.
Oh, okay.
Probably me.
That's interesting.
If you do it for a second, it counts as a listen.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
So...
I think that's about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Bye-bye, our peeps.
Ta-ta for now.
If you want to talk to us via the Google,
you can reach us